Hello and welcome to another audio brew from your friendly marketing local, Adam Jaffrey. Almost forgot my name there. It is the 11th of November 2009 at approximately, 20 past nine. I've just got home from a jog around the block and just come in to notice in the mailbox that we have a bunch of advertising material as you get from time to time now. Christmas is getting closer, and it was very interesting to see how retailers from the local area responded. There was, and I kid you not, I counted 30 advertisements or pamphlets in the letterbox today, altogether, sort of folded into the covers of each other and then folded in half and just in the letterbox. 30 different ones. There was a couple that had two from the same retailer. For example, Kmart had two. I think one was like a special sort of Christmas ideas one or something like that. It was very interesting to see that there was so many advertisements. And yesterday, there was a similar number. I've come inside to see a pile that someone's collected yesterday of, again, probably another 20 to 30 advertisements. It sort of got me thinking about the marketing perspective of this, because you are bombarding the consumer with information and it's just way too much to digest. And there's no way at all that the consumer is going to be able to gain anything insightful from this, because people can hardly choose between 30 different options rather than however many options in 30 different pamphlets to read. And my guess is that people are just going to throw them out. I don't think retailers get any competitive advantage from advertising at this time of the year. However, at the same time, I think it puts them at a competitive disadvantage had they not had their pamphlet in with the rest of them. So, for example, someone just decided to go through them by chance, it does put them at a disadvantage to not be advertised there with the rest of the retailers. It also sort of got me thinking about how advertising works at this time of year and whether advertising your individual product or your individual store or brand really helps at this time of the year, coming towards November, December, the Christmas peak time. And I dare say that it doesn't really help at all. Unless a consumer has a product that they've got in mind and then happens to see your advertisement, then you might be lucky enough to make a sale on that advertisement, but it's probably not going to be a good investment per dollar return if you're banking on those sort of sales. I think the idea of advertising at this time of year is a very big pull strategy from the a very big push strategy from the retailers, because it's really promoting Christmas and a big festive time, which just gets consumers into the shopping centre to purchase things. Rather than actually advertising those individual products. Anyway, something to think about as the next month rolls on, and have a look at the marketing style used by companies during the Christmas period. That's all from me today, your number one media commentator in the local area. Thanks for listening. I'm Adam Jaffrey. Pop me a line on adam.jaffrey on Twitter. Thanks, guys.